Lee.
And Manny MUA.
Ooh.
Manny MUA. Hey,
hey.
How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. I'm glad. Wendy Williamson.
I feel very like Wendy right now. Like,
we're doing great.
We're slaying, we're giving, we're living.
We're giving and we're living. It's just a busy week ahead of us, but we have a lot to talk about in today's episode.
Yes, we have a lot of little rapid, today's rapid fire. You guys, we have a bunch of things to talk about. Pandemonium, drama, tea, social media, scary things. But first,
peaks and pits.
Peaks and pits.
And so my peak this week, I want to jump in with mine. I watched this documentary, but it's listed under movies actually on Netflix, not documentaries.
Because it's an hour and a half. So
yeah,
I realized
it's just like one episode.
It was one thing.
But if you watch it, it's more like a documentary than a movie.
Yeah, I thought it was a documentary.
100% me too, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. It's called, and I need all of you to watch it if you're into like murder documentaries. Like I need, because this is creme de la creme stuff here.
It was creme.
In that category. Mm-hmm. And like I've watched every cold case file.
She knows. So if she recommends one to me because she's like connoisseur.
I am.
I know. I'm like, fuck, I really got to watch it because.
You got to watch it. And I hounded you. I was like,
you're going to
watch this
Not,
one.
Do you want to watch it? It's You're gonna.
You're going to watch this one. It had the drama and the tea, so I knew you would love
it. It gave.
It was camp.
It was camp. I was gagged. Tell them what it's called.
Lots of twists and turns. So we're going to talk about a little bit. So we don't want to put any spoilers. So if you want to watch it, just skip through a little bit. Because we want to talk through a little bit of the details
Yeah,
and dish on it. Because it got so crazy. And it is confusing a little bit because there's so many twists and turns. But the show, the movie is called, or the documentary is called Lover, Stalker, Killer. And it's about a guy who dated a girl for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns into a lover, stalker, killer.
I was shocked because the reason I got confused, so he has an ex-wife with kids.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. They're exes. They're no longer together.
Yep.
He dates this woman for 2 weeks. It's over.
He's getting back in the dating scene.
Getting into the dating scene. Starts talking to another woman after that.
And he told the woman, though, when he started dating her for 2 weeks, like, I'm trying to, like, get my feet wet here. Like, I'm not looking to get into a relationship. We're having fun.
Exactly.
Because he's like, I want to date around.
Mm-hmm. I want to, like, do. And she was like, I'm down.
He was only in his 30s, too. Mm-hmm. So he was younger.
I want to fool around.
Yeah. He wants to have fun.
Mm-hmm. So it was like these three ladies, right? This one, the stalker starts going crazy.
After 2 weeks.
On those two.
Uh-huh.
I was shook.
There's a lot of twists and turns in it, too, because the whole entire time, this is the part I really need you to skip if you don't want a spoiler right
spoiler
now.
Spoiler ahead. Like, this is we're getting spoiler right
this
now.
This is going to be it. So the whole time, you think the woman that he dated for 2 weeks, Carrie, is this crazy stalker killer. It turns out she's been dead the whole time. And the crazy stalker killer was the first woman he started talking to after his divorce, which was also a brief time of talking to her, maybe like a month.
So there was technically like what, like four women?
Technically three.
Okay, three.
So his wife, Amy.
Amy.
They divorced. They're still good friends. They're raising their kids together. It's very chill. Then he starts talking to Liz.
Liz, for how long?
Maybe a month.
Okay.
But he tells Liz the first night they hook up that she cool with this not going into a relationship, that he just got divorced and he wants to date around and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
She says 100% cool. So he's talking to Liz. He kind of hooking up with Liz a little bit for about a month. And then he softens things off with her a little bit and he starts talking to Carrie. Goes on a date with Carrie, starts hanging out with her for only 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Liz is kind of getting pushed out of the picture, uh-huh, but he warned her of this.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not.
Yeah, mm-hmm, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yes.
So then Carrie starts going crazy and saying like, I'm
going to find you.
And she also disappears.
Yes.
She also disappears.
Mm-hmm. So then wait, so is there not a fourth woman?
No, there's no fourth woman.
So then who's the one that's impersonating?
Liz, the first woman he talked to after his divorce.
And who is she threatening?
She's threatening Carrie. She's threatening Liz herself.
She's threatening herself. That
because
was
she has
part
to make it seem like she's Carrie. Sorry, she's threatening Liz,
herself,
which is herself. She burned down her own home and killed all of her animals. She had 2 dogs, 2 cats, and a snake. She shot herself in the leg. These are the threats she's trying to convince the guy that Carrie's the crazy one. She's already killed Carrie. She killed Carrie immediately.
She killed her.
She stabbed her to death in the car immediately, took her phone, and is pretending to be Carrie the whole time. And the police are like, we cannot find this woman, Carrie,
where
anywhere. And like, she would send him photos of him at work, and the police would show up and like, we can't find her. The whole time it's Liz.
It's because it's the freaking woman.
It's Liz pretending to be Carrie. She killed Carrie, burned the body, dumped it in multiple dumpsters, and continued to pretend to be her. But the whole time Carrie's family is like, Carrie had a child that she left with us and she's gone missing. She would have never done this.
Right.
So they're like, this is weird. And they're like, but Carrie is texting and emailing the mom constantly saying, I'm okay. I got a new job in Kansas. Yep. Just watch my son for a little longer. So the mom kind of thinks her daughter might still be alive. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret? Find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and strawberry margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
The police were totally trash on the case, and it took like a new detective took the case, mm-hmm. and he got so involved. It took like this IP genius to hack and break down the IP addresses from where all the texts and emails that were coming from Carrie, mm-hmm. which were actually Liz.
Yep.
And so he finds it out to be at a detective's house. It's coming from one of the detective's house.
That gagged me. I was
that
like, oh
works
my God,
for the FBI or like the police. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was FBI or local police, but it was one of the detectives. And so they call him immediately and were like, hey, this case is like coming from your house. It's linking back to you. Does anyone stay there?
Wi-Fi.
He was like, yeah, I have an on and off girlfriend. Her name is Liz. And it cracked the whole case wide open. So then the police were coming at it from a different angle. They're like playing Liz. They're letting Liz continue to pretend to be Carrie. But they knew the whole time that it was really Liz. So they were able to play and they got her on everything. It's
gagged.
Insane. It is the most
gagged.
Insane story I've ever heard. At first, I was like, okay, it just sounds like a crazy ex that went crazy and is harassing someone. Mm. But the fact that that person was dead the whole time and it was the other woman and she was harassing herself.
Crazy.
She burned her own house down. She shot herself in the leg. And what's crazy, at the point that she shot herself in the leg, the police already knew that she was the bad guy. That she was the one.
For her to go like this. Pew. What the fuck? So she was just what was it saying that she was it her that was bipolar? It was Carrie that had bipolar.
Carrie
disorder.
Was actually
so you
the
would
bipolar.
Think that it really was her.
Yes, because that's when the mom was like, maybe like she's not on her medicine. Cause she left everything at the house, but when the police came back to the house, like the good detectives that were really cracking the case, they went to Carrie's house and they're like, she didn't leave. She's dead. Like they looked through her closet and everything.
Like,
nothing was touched. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Like nothing was touched. And they were like, if a woman knew that she was going to run away and leave, she would pack her stuff.
Yes.
So they were like, no, we don't think she's alive anymore. And that like really led them on to like figuring out what happened to Carrie, which led them to the IP addresses, which led them right back to Liz, the first woman.
That was crazy.
So the whole documentary, you hate Carrie. You're like, Carrie's the worst human ever. Carrie's the victim. The whole thing flips. So you guys have got to watch this.
You have to watch it. If you haven't watched it, you have to watch it. It's mm-hmm, great. Mm-hmm. I was very intrigued. I was actually shook.
Mm-hmm. It's very shooky.
I was very like,
my jaw was on the floor. My jaw was on the floor whenever it was taken. I honestly felt bad for the guy. He was like in his 30s just trying to date and the woman destroyed his life. He had a move and everything trying to run from her and she always found him.
That's so scary.
And she was like,
it made me scared to date.
Well, she was also like, because she had already gotten rid of Carrie, he like has no relationship with his ex-wife other than raising the children. Mm-hmm. She was gunning after her next.
I was like, girl, they don't even talk anymore.
They don't even talk. Like, they're done. And she was like, literally, the FBI put a tracker on her car and she would drive past
the wife's house.
Uh-huh, multiple times a day. So they were getting worried that
sending her
she
messages
was next.
That she's going to kill the kids.
Yes, yes. So the FBI was like scared that she was next. So they were like, we got to do something. You know, we got to figure this out.
I was gagged.
Yeah.
And I don't even like usually watch things like that. But Laura was like, you should watch it. It's really, really good. And I watched it and I was like, yeah. And it's funny because I was kind of tired. I'm like, I'm going to play it. If I fall asleep, that's cool. I'm just going to like finish it. I started it. I'm like this.
Oh my God.
I'm not falling asleep.
That's
until
so scary to go to bed too, by the way.
I was really like, okay, I'm going to fall asleep. Maybe I'll just like, I'll watch half of it. And then the second I heard shit going on, I said,
huh?
You fast forward this. You rewind a little bit. It was crazy. It was literally fucking crazy.
Yeah. So that's my peak only because like I love documentaries.
You, and like and you're like, we're going to dish.
Yeah. I wanted to
we're
dish
gonna
on
We're going to fucking
it.
Dish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What's your peak?
I wanted to follow up from when I like the make out with that daddy.
Oh, okay.
Remember we were at the gym, we made out. Mm-hmm. So the Thursday came, you guys, and we did.
Hook up.
Color. Yes, and it was good. We hooked up. It was a really, really fun experience. We ended up like fully following through. It was great. It was lovely. And like we've just like been chatting here and there. And it's like very like we could totally become FWBs.
Will you meet up again, you think?
I think so.
Have you seen him at the gym since?
I have not seen him at the gym since. Like it's been like what, like a week now? So I haven't seen him there. He usually will tend to go in the evening time. I tend to go during the morning.
You're
going
to have to, guess you're going to have
so
to make
So I'm like,
your
I guess I have to go
rounds.
In the evenings. Like, darn, I guess I'm going to have to go at that time.
Gonna have to
but
make
he'll still like respond to my stories and stuff like that. And he's like, oh my God, I wish you lived closer so we can fool around more. And
does
I'm
he
like,
live far?
Know.
A little far?
Yeah, he's like in West Hollywood. So it's like not the closest, but definitely easy enough to like get to.
I love that.
Not terrible.
Yeah, that's not
and
terrible.
And a nice place. Like, I was like really happy. Like, it was cute. I was like, this could be lovely.
Would you date him?
I don't know if I would date him. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're like in the date realm. And he just got out of a 10-year relationship, like a 15-year relationship. So I don't think that he would want to date either.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would want to date someone like that just got out of a, like in the last 6 months, getting out of a relationship that he was in for 14 years.
Yeah, that's, it was like that's 10 to 15, long time. I can't remember. And in gay years, that's like double.
Oh my God, that's you triple.
Double
even.
The numbers, yeah.
So I was like, no, I don't think I would want to get back in. I wouldn't want to get with someone that, because I would feel like a rebound in a way, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Where I was like, we can be friends who fool mm-hmm. around sometimes.
I like that.
You know, friends who fool. F-O-O-L.
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits. So I just wanted to follow you guys up that we did hook up, because people were like, so did it happen? Like, Thursday came.
I love that.
And it did.
And it was great.
And so did I.
Oh. And it was great.
And it did come around.
Well.
So I wanted to update.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you found a new, what do you call it?
A bow.
What's that called? What's a bow?
Like a boo.
Oh.
Like a little boo, like a sugar boo.
What is, what do you call it? Okay, a bear in gay terms, is that B-E-A-R?
B-E-A-R, mm-hmm.
And they're described that way because they're like grizzly. They're burly.
And like larger and hairy.
I saw somewhere like, where they were saying it was like B-A-R-E, and I was like, I'm bears, not gay, like, but
that's
I'm...
different.
See?
That's a different kind of bear.
Oh, is
that's
it?
That's like bear back.
Oh, so they bear. Were talking about a completely different thing then, and I was getting
that's
confused.
Like nude. Mm-hmm.
So if you are B-A-R-E, is that a term to describe a gay thing or mm-mm. no?
Bear would be just like, if you're going to like hook up, but it's bare, it means it's like raw. Like you're
naked
no condom.
Naked. Oh!
No condom. Mm-hmm. Bear. It's like bear is like nude, right? So it's like another nude. Like in Nudie Patootie, do you have a shade called bear?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like bear in that way where it's like, it's just like nude.
Bear is bear.
Bear. It's like mm-hmm. without.
That must have been what they were talking about. Uh-huh. And
bear,
I was like,
B-E-A-R.
No, bear means like a burly, hairy, bear. Delicious, like big, muscular uh-huh. man.
Daddy.
Like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like a man.
Like a grizzly.
A grizzly.
A grizzly bear. So it's like that. There's different terms of bear for sure.
And we're all learning them here today.
Yeah. And that is, and we're here with Gay Talk with Manny and me. But Laura knows the tea. Like you could ask her things and she's going to know.
I'll know some things.
Maybe. With the group
I'll
of friends you have,
most.
You
more
know
than
a
most.
Lot. Yes, you've seen some yes, things yes. and you've heard some things.
I've heard a thing or two.
And it's very scary.
It is. It scares me.
It's
no,
very
nothing
scary.
Shocks me.
No, at this
truly.
Point.
Truly. You see me shaking? I ain't never scared. this is random. I was showing Val and them this weekend, me on the Dr. Pepper plane. They were like, why would you do something like this?
Dr. Pepper.
I said, do you see me shaking? I ain't never scared.
It's so funny. Like, you know, you're a TikToker and you do TikTok when you talk in TikTok
language.
Sound.
Yes, TikTok sound.
And that
sound.
Is also very me. I love to talk in TikTok sound.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Okay, I don't want to bring the mood down, but my pit sucks this week. Toby Keith died, you guys. So sad. I think he had like stomach cancer.
Oh my God.
I believe it was. And they were saying like the type of cancer he had, it's sad because it's kind of undetectable. It's just like you can feel a little nauseated sometimes, but it's like the symptoms are pretty normal stuff. They're like mild. A little diarrhea, like that's super normal, you know? And it's so sad. He's one of my favorite country singers. I'm only a country music fan of 90s country music because this is what I grew up listening to and like my dad played 24/7. So it's like engraved in my brain. But like all of our best times growing up, that a country music song from the 90s was playing somewhere.
So it's like nostalgic in some way, too.
So nostalgic for me.
It's going to activate good memories.
I have all of his country songs, you know, on my Apple Music, and he passed away. It was so, 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 so sad. Like, I literally cried. I was so sad. Yeah, he was like a good one. He actually went to Afghanistan and performed over 270 times for our troops during the war. Like he did a lot, you know. So it was really, really sad. I'm so sad. He was only in his 60s too. So we like we lost him to a very aggressive cancer, very, you know, early.
Yeah, that's way early.
It's such a shame. And he was still performing like super sick. Yeah. You know.
Did he know?
He didn't know.
Damn.
He didn't know he got treatment and it just
got him. That's terrible.
I know. It's so sad. It's so sad. I'm like, dang, we're getting old. Like you're starting to see like, you know, people pass away and not be around anymore who are like a core of your childhood.
Yes. And you're like, wait, does that mean I'm getting old too?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like such a strange thing that like I sometimes feel like I'm stagnant and everything else is aging. And I'm like, no, but I'm not.
And then you realize.
And I'm like, I am.
We're all in it together.
Oh, yeah.
We're all in it together.
I look at my hair and I'm like, oh, look at those grays.
Girl.
Look at that fucking
The grays have come and gone for me.
They have taken over.
They've taken over the plane.
I'm rolling the plane. You guys, my pit.
Uh-oh.
It's lighter. It's a lighter pit.
Oh, thank God.
But let me tell you something. So I had my shoot last week for Lunar. I have a new launch coming. And I had the photo shoot for
When's
it.
When's the
I
was new like, launch? Are you announcing yet?
No, not yet. Because I don't actually have like the exact set date just yet. But it's coming in the next month.
Got it.
Or two. Depends. I don't know
or
yet.
Three.
We'll see. Yeah, one or two. So it's happening. But we had the shoot. And I love the shoot, by the way. The shoot was sickening. I love the set. Like everything was about it was slay. I think we did such a great job. But I would say like a quarter of the way in, I start to get sick. And I'm talking sick where like
my
stomach.
Oh.
I'm always sick in the head.
You're always sick.
But my stomach started to feel like really achy. And I'm like literally posing and I'm like.
That's you.
Let's take five.
They're like this.
So I'm like, let me just. I said, let's take five. So I'm like, I'm just going to the bathroom and see like if I just have to like shit and like I'll be good to go. Diarrhea.
Oh.
Like explosive diarrhea. And I'm like, this can't be happening. Like I can't be on set fully glam. Having explosive diarrhea right now. This is absolutely sick. So like, I was like, okay, like this is, I feel very unwell. So I get out and it wasn't like diarrhea where it's like, just like you don't feel bad. Like you're just like, you just have diarrhea. It's literally like my stomach is like in knots. Like it's a knife to the gut. Like where I'm like in pain. So I'm like, okay, let me just like get it out. So I get the demons out and then I'm going to go back to the shoot and just keep shooting, right? Get the demons out. I would say maybe 20 minutes later, Again. And I'm like, fuck, I have to go to the bathroom again. This is crazy. And I'm literally like, I don't want anyone to know on set that I'm literally fucking shitting myself.
Oh, they knew.
So I'm playing music in the bathroom.
Oh, they knew.
Maybe they knew.
Because
if they went into that, like,
right
let me play.
Now I'm in the state of my.
It pauses. The Wi-Fi goes out and it's like. And I'm like, that wasn't me from the bathroom. No, and I luckily like, the place had like Glade, and I'm like spraying all these things to make it not smell and shit. But
thank
I was like,
goodness.
Okay, this is crazy. And my stomach was hurting so bad. So I was starting to get irritated. Like on set, I was getting fucking annoyed. And I didn't mean to get annoyed, but I was like in pain.
Yeah.
And it was funny because like they'll be like, okay, like let's do this kind of shot. And I was like, no.
You're like,
I don't want to. And then so then about say another 20 minutes later, I go again and I'm like, you know what? I gotta go.
I'm gonna guys, look at these escape. Pictures from the shoot and just know that you're farting.
And I'm literally in
internally
pain. Like I'm literally in pain. It wasn't farting even at all. It was literally diarrhea or stomach hurting. That's it. So then I'm literally like trying to be like so like but I'm literally
a dainty little girl.
I'm trying to be a dainty little woman and I'm literally inside. There's a centipede crawling through my fucking stomach.
Oh, no.
And it's so funny because, like, the shoot wasn't even done.
Did you eat a tapeworm?
I wish it was a tapeworm.
I know.
That's why I wish.
I know.
It was funny because like the shots weren't even done, Laura, and I said, I have to go.
No.
Laura, I left my own shoot early. Because I was in so much pain. Like luckily both my parents were there. My assistant was there. Like everyone was there. And like it was just the models, like single shots to be finished. And I was like, you guys, I have to go. Like I feel so and then by the way, because I was sick, there was one time I was posing and I had got up and I started to brown out. I was like, oh fuck. So I go back down and I'm like, I'm gonna faint.
Stomach pain.
And I wonder if it was like from this like the stomach or just like being posed or whatever. That I was just like, I have to just like get the fuck out of here. So I went and I left and I was like immediately like went home, took some medicine, like Pepto, took a nap, and I woke up and I felt better. But I was just like, I don't know what was going on with me that day.
Wow.
And I'm like, why on set?
I know.
Why like I can be sick any other day. Why does it have to be on set when I like need to be like on and prepared?
Dang, it gotcha.
Shitting myself.
What'd you eat for breakfast or did you have nerves?
But the thing is, I usually am like not nervous anymore on shoots anymore. I'm just kind of like, babe, like, this is what it is. Like, we're shooting. Like, there's no nerves even activated.
Right.
At that point, it's literally just like, I just was not feeling good.
Activia, gotcha.
I wish I did. Baby, that's yogurt.
Dang.
It got me together. So I literally was shitting myself on set, but that I was trying to be
horrible.
A professional.
I know that set was stinky. I can't even say it was straight face. It was stinky, stinky, stinky.
No, it wasn't, Laura. Okay. I was spraying Glade and I was spraying Febreze and I was doing everything that I could.
It was pungent.
Maybe I know that air was.
Poop will never not be funny to me because it's funny. I'm an idiot.
It's hilarious.
I can't.
Also,
not.
Like, imagine me literally going from like to like running to the bathroom, shitting myself.
Oh my God. That's
so
horrible.
It was quite shocking.
A shock to the system.
It was a shock to my system. I wasn't prepared for that kind of hell on set.
The flowers were wilted.
Maybe the second I got in the bathroom, everyone's like this.
Oh my gosh, that is a day from hell. That sounds terrible.
It was horrible. The fact that I left my own shoot early, because that's how bad it was, that's when you know. I was like, where's my Pepto? I would take breaks. I would go outside for air. I was like.
The sweats. The sweats.
I was like.
The poopy sweats.
Okay, go back in. You're going to be fine. And then get back in.
I swear there's like, maybe I haven't felt a lot of pains, but I feel like poop pain, stomach pain can be some of the worst pain ever.
You want to die on
like
that
I have felt, yeah, I have prayed to God.
Me too.
More times.
I would tell, I'm not going to swear ever again.
Literally, I have told lies to God on the toilet to get out of the poop pain. God, I will never drink. I'm like, this drink Dr. Pepper again.
I always,
my
I'm
body
like,
is a temple. From now on, no more tattoos, no more doctor.
Laura, I do the same. I will never curse. I'm like this.
And God,
I'll never curse ever again. I'll never lie again.
And God's looking at me like this. Hit her again.
Stomach pain.
Get her again.
Yeah, so it was hell, and I was like, I would like to share that with the full family.
Mm, that's awesome.
That when you see those photos, don't say a fucking word.
I can smell them from here.
Don't you dare! It's gonna be a shock to us all.
Okay, let's get into some rapid fire business here. The McBrooms. Now we haven't talked about them much.
All our fucking episodes.
The saga keeps
it's
going.
It keeps going.
Yeah,
they're like honestly,
I'm not gonna lie,
so
I'm
awesome.
Invested. I'm invested.
At this point, because it's so pandemonium.
Exactly. And I normally don't give a shit about drama. Not for real. I'm going to be honest.
No, for
like,
sure.
Really, I don't even care
just,
about
like,
it.
Topics
but this
for what we talk. This is funny.
This is getting somewhere.
It's because it's funny. And I think it's because it's gone to such a camp place with Austin that he's like doing these things. This is one clip that I saw recently that like he was getting like towed or something. And like someone's recording him, like him going off and he's like, I paid it. And he's like, I paid it.
Man,
and he's going
that.
Off. And I was dying. I was like, this is so funny to me because it's like, is he being for real or is he acting?
It felt real.
That one felt real.
The I paid it felt real to me.
Yeah, like he was like, I literally paid.
Like I really don't think, because like if they do tow your RV, you are gonna have to pay to get that out. Like that's
the thing is, like, are you really acting like that crazy to someone that's towing your car?
Austin would.
Yeah, he would. Yeah. I'm not like, maybe because I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna freak out like that.
You're coming from your point of view.
Yeah, I think that's why. Because I'm being more like a normal person. Like, I would say more normal. I don't know if people are really gonna be like, and also, what is the tow? Like, it's just a tow truck guy. He's the middleman. He's just
towing
your car.
You know he'd be dealing with crazy people all the time though, because if you tow cars and you get caught up towing someone's car. Also, I have seen them tow cars before, and let me tell you, they will rip your car and treat it like a potato and like rip that shit. They don't care what car. Yeah, Yeah, I've seen some crazy shit from tow trucks, so I'll be trying not to get towed in the street. Oh, yeah,
absolutely. But I would just see him go off. And I love that Catherine has recently.
Catherine has exposed him.
Exposed his ass.
Catherine did a little Q&A on her Snapchat story, and she answered many of the questions we've all been wondering. And I feel like there's a lot of reason and truth with Catherine. Like, I feel like that
for sure. I feel like she's definitely reasonable, a reasonable person.
Yeah.
In comparison.
So she confirmed that the divorce is real, but I still have a question about that. Is it a breakup or a divorce? Because so many people comment under these videos and they say they were never legally married. So I wonder if it's a divorce or a breakup.
I'm not sure. How would we even know if they were or were not legally married unless someone like deep dove into like the literal legal records?
I need someone to do that. It's not going to be me.
It's not going
to
be me either.
But I need someone to do that.
It's not going
to
be us. But someone can do it to confirm.
Also, she confirmed that. So the breakup's real, basically what she's saying. Like it is a real breakup, whether it's a divorce or a breakup. Mm-hmm. She also said that they are on good terms, actually. Like they're not beefing.
Yeah, and they're chill. They're chilling.
And she also confirmed that the whole RV thing was just a shtick for Snapchat. He was never living in the RV. He just had an RV parked out there and he like did like. Skits. She said, y'all believe that, LOL. Like, whenever they're like, is the RV thing real? Is he really living that? She said, y'all believe that, LOL. Like, it was like a picture and she wrote on the screen during her Q&A.
Yes.
And so she like outed him like, no, he's definitely living somewhere else. But he's so smart for playing that up.
Well, I mean, that's like, I feel like he's doing it now for specifically for the views. And he's trying to make it this like funny.
Mm-hmm. It's
he's
working.
He's like a caricature now. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's become this like, woe is me. I just got heartbroken. So I'm going to act a fool. Mm-hmm. But it's like, how crazy is that? Like this has happened. He's transpired to this like character because of the breakup.
He's smart for pivoting because he could have went in the direction. Because obviously he was getting wrecked online.
He was already getting wrecked.
Because people were like on Catherine's side. Like she's finally leaving this clown and mm-hmm. all that. And instead of him battling that and trying to prove that he's not a clown, he leaned into it. He joined everybody on the joke. And now he's definitely profiting off that big time on Snapchat. Because you know his snap crystals are through the roof, baby.
Laura, you saying snap crystals just took me out. That's like your form of currency on Snapchat is snap crystals.
It's called
snap
crystals.
So fucking funny. His crystals are the millions.
Millions, baby. Millions. Millions of snap crystals.
Oh, my God. He's but no, he's getting crystals.
The crystals.
Snap crystals.
You weren't ready for snap crystals.
No, I think it's funny like that he is obviously trolling and playing into the character. Like, it's funny to me at this point because it's like, what else would he do other than just be like, woe is me, sad? This is way funnier and this is more like fun to watch than like I'm just like sad and devastated. And like,
right.
This is funny. He's a clown and he's playing up into the character and I think it's hilarious. And the videos I've been seeing have all made me laugh.
Literally, and that man has never made me laugh a day in my life.
Ever. And I've always thought he was so like, obviously corny and just like,
horrible.
But this is just making it just funny to me where I'm like, at least he's playing into this like role.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's actually palpable and digestible to mm-hmm, eat mm-hmm, and mm-hmm, see it. I'm like, oh my God, this is actually kind of funny.
And shout out to everyone who's dug through all of the horrific, crazy ass Snapchats and brought the meat to TikTok. They're taking out all the bullshit and they're like, where is the meat on Snapchat? They're like good. The most important ones, like funniest moments. And then they clip them over to TikTok so we can all enjoy it without having to watch all of his stories.
Uh-huh. And they go on Twitter. So viral. They're everywhere, actually. Like I see the clips like on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, everywhere. I've seen the clips everywhere.
One thing about Austin is he knows how to stay in the spotlight.
Oh, honey.
One thing about Austin, he gonna stay in the spotlight.
When he falls and he's like, when he fell down, he's like, oh. And I'm like, girl, you filming yourself falling on purpose is crazy.
Clearly on purpose.
Clearly on purpose. And it's like so wild that he's like doing these things, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It's clowny.
It all started with him being like, I'm sick.
And he was actually, I think he was being genuine with that.
That was real.
I think he was being very genuine. He was like,
Catherine literally isn't even on his side. And she proved that that was real.
Like, that was real. Like, he was actually sick. Yeah. But he saw the reaction. And he's like, if I just do this more. Thinker.
He doesn't always have good thoughts, but the wheels are always turning there.
The wheel has turned and it spit out something good for him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just funny to watch. I'm not obviously like not going to be like, oh my God, I'm a fan of Austin.
No,
but it's just funny.
No.
The clips are funny and like what people caption it are funny.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's about it for me.
Yeah. So that is that. Catherine confirms that it's basically a show. We're watching the Austin show.
I love that it's like confirmed, but even though I already knew that, that's what it
was.
We
knew.
Like, we all knew.
We knew. My only thing was, I was like, is the breakup real or is she in on the show? Like, I was confused about that.
I feel like she's not in on the show. Like, she's like, girl.
And I also have something to say because people were kind of giving her a hard time. Like, oh, this man's living in an RV. And.
Girl, please.
And they're like, you should like help him out. Why? Why should she help him out? This man is crazy. Have you not seen all the shit he's done? But anyway, she was basically like, okay, he's not living in an RV, guys. Like, and she did say that she had offered him help.
Yeah.
Like, she was helping. Bonnet. Yeah. She gave him a bonnet.
She gave him a bonnet. A leopard bonnet. That's what she did for him.
She did. And she did that for him. That she was did very generous.
And more than
she,
I would have done.
Yeah, she did more than we would have done, honey.
She did more than I would. That leopard bonnet was more than I would have done.
Right.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, so Super Bowl, let's talk about it.
Oh my God, that is like the pandemonium that's like going on. The like, first of all, congrats to
Taylor Swift
and the Chiefs for winning. You know what's funny? And there was so many things I was seeing that I was like, Taylor really pushed them over to win.
She did.
And I wonder, I'm like, do you think Taylor being there gives them more pressure?
100%.
I think it's true.
Who the fuck is Travis Kelce? Taylor Swift's boyfriend. Don't nobody know Travis Kelce?
Have you seen the trend on TikTok that were like, a wife that was like, oh my God, Taylor put Travis Kelce onto their husband without knowing the recording? And they're like, Travis has been a great football player forever. Like, how dare you?
Tyler got me with that this morning. Because I said, Tyler, I've never heard of Travis Kelce in my life before Taylor Swift. And he goes, well, like, if you're into sports, you knew who he was.
Right.
If you weren't into sports, I was like, no, she brought him into mainstream media.
Into your life.
He was famous in the NFL, like yes. ESPN, but he was not famous worldwide. Like, across the board of America, like, in A-list celebrities.
Yeah, or like a household name.
It
wasn't giving household name before.
Yeah.
And now, and I do wonder if that extra pressure of like Taylor and now even more eyes on the NFL and stuff like that, if that gives them like a little more like, oh fuck, like we need to really perform could because of it. Mm. I feel like it might. Mm.
Maybe.
Honestly, why not? Look, they won the NFL.
So Taylor is the reason they won. Y'all, Taylor gets so much shit right now because she's like definitely one of the most relevant women in the world. She is. Whether you like her or hate her, she is one of the most powerful, influential, relevant women in the world. Period.
Absolutely.
Regardless of how you feel about her. And regardless, I mean, she's very talented.
Did you see the Celine Dion thing?
Where she took the Grammy at the Grammy.
Dude, the amount of shit I saw from
I think she
that,
was lit. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, she was lit.
I think
you
she was
tell.
Lit. I think she was allegedly. Lit at the Grammys.
She was so lit. Mm-hmm. Because, like, remember, like, with that guy when she's, like, and she's, like.
Like, beating him.
Smacks his fucking head. I was like, Taylor, what is going on here?
The thing is, she's so relevant that anything she does is like really spotlighted it's right very, now. Like, honed in on. So it might not be a good idea to get trashed at the Grammys. I'd probably do it and make that mistake. I'm not going to lie. I made a lot of mistakes when I was really relevant because I couldn't grasp the concept that everybody's watching you.
But she knows that everyone's watching
and
her.
She's got to know, she right? Knows. So she's it's like, I probably would have done that too. But if you're lit at the Grammys, maybe they're going to pick it apart. She was acting a little crazy.
She was getting lit.
A little crazy, but I think she was lit. And I think that's why she was being kind of like,
yeah, she was definitely lit as fuck, but it is crazy seeing like how everything transpired, and the game was actually really good.
Really good.
I was watching like the
really
game and I was
good.
Like, this is like really good.
Really
good game. I think they went to overtime. I didn't watch like the last like couple minutes of it because I was driving home from this gay Super Bowl party I was at.
Yeah, it ran late.
I
watched it all. We watched it all.
Gotta go. But it was like tied 16 when I left.
Let's talk about Usher.
He devoured.
He ate it up.
I was so impressed. People were in my DMs being like, you thought that was good? And I was like, bitch, you can never do that.
If you don't think Usher did a good job, you're a flop.
You're a flop.
Because I don't care. This man went on stage, sang about 18 songs, did 10 performances, outfit change,
roll-blading.
On roller skates. What did you do?
With like all the people, like people coming in, I was like,
remember, they were like, Rihanna didn't do enough.
Oh,
they say that every year. They piss me off.
It pisses me off too. Cause I'm like, what do you guys expect?
They're sick.
What do you guys literally expect?
They want sparklers
here?
To fly all people's assholes.
They do. They actually want a sparkler in the hole.
Pop.
Popping out.
They want
their
a
hole.
Head to lift off the shoulders.
They actually want them to be decapitated.
Decapitated. Yep. Go around the room.
Levitating.
Levitate. Go back on the head. Uh-huh. Greet them at their door, yep, their home.
Come back to life.
Mm
hmm. That's what I think people are expecting from a halftime show.
Yeah.
But I thought Usher slayed. Oh, I was eight. When he took off his shirt, I was like, I was horny.
I'm gonna be honest.
He activated me more. Like, my oven was turned on.
There it is.
That man is fine.
That man is fine. Usher's always been fine.
He's
always been fine. Usher has so many bops. Can we talk about that? How
I knew every song. I knew every fucking song.
Of course.
And it's funny because I don't consider myself like an Usher listener.
I'm not like
Usher downloaded on my phone. I'm not that person, but I knew every song.
God, he has.
So I know that
my confessions.
I was living.
Living. Usher A, and I was honestly so happy to hear that Usher was like the pick.
Oh, yeah. He slayed. He literally slayed. I thought he did such a good job. Great dancer, great performer. Everything about it was lovely. Yeah. I love that he brought out all those people. Ludacris, Alicia. I was literally like,
Lil Jon.
Lil Jon.
Every millennial's head popped off.
No,
their
we were
shoulders.
All like this. Everyone's like, I was screaming. Poor Alicia in that first note.
It got her. It would have got me too, though.
Oh, absolutely.
It would have got me. It got her. And of course, ESPN, everybody's posting it.
And the thing is, like, she actually slayed the performance
crazy.
It was literally one note in the beginning, and then everything else was perfection. It just, there was a little crack.
What was the note? What was the word? Some people.
It was like, some.
Was it some? It was like,
it was, it started off like
and then
that.
She got it. And then,
then it was perfection.
Yeah,
but like, imagine like Usher holding you like that. I was literally
girl,
like,
girl, I would have melted into a puddle on the floor.
I was like this.
They were having so much fun together. That was so cute.
I want them to like do like songs together now.
Yeah.
I want them to like do more. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it was such a nice thing to see them to perform. But it was, I thought they did a great job.
Usher, 10 out of 10. Alicia, 10 out of 10 too. Lil Jon, Ludacris, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Everyone just ate. I love the roller skate. I love everything about it.
I loved it.
They did a good job. I was like, they want to see Lady Gaga falling from the roof like this.
Like jump off the stage.
Every single, like that's what they
want
to see every single time.
That's all they want.
They want crazy.
Craziness. Wow.
I want to go to Super Bowl again. I've been once and I want to go again.
Yeah. Buy us tickets, both of us. Private jet.
They're like 10 grand a piece.
Oh, let's talk about Taylor Swift and getting in trouble for flying on her Taylor Swift jet to the Taylor Swift NFL game.
I hope that the entire jet says Taylor on it, just in cursive. Taylor.
Mine would.
I know.
Mine would. Lee. At Lar Lee.
Yeah. It would be your handle in the sky.
Absolutely.
Mommy.
Mine would. So me and Manny have a theory. Our theory is that Manny's like, what are you about to say?
I said.
Manny said, I don't remember having a theory.
Did I co-sign this theory yet? Let me see.
See if you co-sign this. Our theory is all the people that are mad at Taylor Swift for using her jet like a taxi. If those people had a jet, they would use it the same way,
that is
probably.
Correct, I do believe.
Yes.
I think that people love to shit on Taylor for those kind of things when if they had those opportunities, would do the same thing.
But it's also interesting that celebrities have been using their jets like Ubers for years.
And now it's,
and now it's a problem. Kylie got a little kiss of death.
Oh,
too,
yeah, yeah.
She got a little kiss.
Maybe because, like, you know, like now that global warming is a much more of an issue, mm-hmm. maybe that's why it's becoming, because it's like the emissions thing. And, like, I can understand what people are saying. I totally get it. But, like, for example, them people being mad that Taylor took a jet from Japan to make the game, I'm like, she was coming back to the United States anyway, whether it was in a plane or in a jet. Like, she's coming back. So what's, like, the big issue here?
The amount of time. It's like the jet. The missions were still going out.
Maybe the missions are missioning.
The missions were going to mission either way, whether she spent a week in Tokyo learning about the culture or if she jetted straight back to make it to the game.
Like,
the missions were going in the air. She was going to make it
back, you
guys.
You think that she's not making it back for Travis's game?
Okay, listen to this. I don't know if this is a rumor or not, but it was said that she had two private jets ready to go and maintenance and a maintenance team on staff. Because you know how planes are?
Finicky?
Very finicky. Mm-hmm. And, like, you legally cannot take off if there's, like, a little...
Any issue.
Mm-hmm. Like, even a small one. Like, you can't take off. Mm-hmm. So she had two private jets ready. And then she had a maintenance team waiting at the airport for her to ensure. Now, this could be rumor. This is alleged. This is alleged. But that's also part of what the big Tokyo issue was.
Where are you hearing that from? Like, are the people, is that what people are saying?
Sources, yeah, like online. But it's not, like, factual. You know, it's rumored. And you know how rumors go.
That's crazy.
I know. Honestly, I'm impressed.
Damn.
Two private jets?
The thing is, because she was like, she can't miss this. Like, I can't miss this game. It's very important. She knew she was going to get back.
It's a tight turnaround too, so there can't be a delay. You know what I mean?
It needs to be like,
she's going to go right after.
Oh my god! If I was her, I would be so tired.
You know what? You know what? We said that too. That would be a lot. But you just snooze on your bed in the plane, like at your house.
Yeah, you just sleep.
Yeah, you just sleep. But you would still be tired. You know what I talked about with Ty? I was like, I don't understand how these football players do it. They play one of the hardest games of their life for 5 hours almost, just like grinding. And then they go do the after party.
Crazy. Maybe they're on the high from winning.
That's why the adrenaline
is so high. But for the week after, you know, they're like this.
And, you know, rumored drugs, but they can't do that. They get tested. So that it's not. It's truly just adrenaline.
What do they train for? They train, like, their whole job is training. So it's like, you are, like, we obviously can't imagine ourselves putting in that situation because we don't train like that. But they do. So they obviously can last longer than we can.
Yeah.
You know, in those capacities where it's like, and luckily because it's like you have the offensive team, the defensive team, you get to switch out. So there's mini baby breaks between
things.
So at least that definitely helps.
I honestly, like, I've never seen Taylor with such, like, a burly man.
I love it.
And she seems so happy.
I know. I'm obsessed.
Like, they seem so happy.
I need,
like,
my own Travis. I'm not going to lie.
I think every girl right now is, like, rethinking everything because of Taylor and Travis. But
I'm going to need Travis myself.
I'm, like, happy for her.
I need a Nick Bosa.
I'm like, this is cool for her. She's never dated, like, or that I've ever seen. Like, she's more into, like, actors and singers. Like,
totally. That's what I've seen, too. But this is, like, a NFL burly man.
And he said, come here, baby girl, after the game.
Oh!
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh!
Like,
Lord!
Literally, my pussy's on fire just hearing that.
Imagine her.
Baby, let me tell you something. If some guy was like, come here, baby girl, to me, even baby girl, I'd accept. I'd be like, oh.
It would get you.
Fuck,
it would get you.
Dude.
It would get you.
It would get me.
So, like,
Tyler, do you call Lord baby girl?
What do you, he calls me something. No,
babes.
No, he calls me babes, but he also says I'm the princess. What do you say?
You are a princess.
I am. What do you say?
And does it make you wet?
Not princess, but he always, I don't know, he's like, you're the princess. I don't know. He acknowledges that I'm...
That you're the baby.
That I'm the queen.
Yeah, you're the queen.
He lets me live in the land of delusion, as he should.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Let me be delusional.
He would peel your orange.
He would peel my orange.
Have you seen that orange thing? That
I tried to do it on him.
Didn't work. He knew.
He knew because he said, you don't eat oranges. Why do you want an orange? I want a banana. And it was too late. Yeah. But he totally would.
Oh my God.
Ty would. He knows.
He
knows.
Do it for me.
Yeah. That's literally.
You know.
Literally.
I'm like, Ty, peel my. He throws it at my face. I get
blocked. Literally.
Chuck's right here. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, it was a fun game. I had a fun time watching it.
I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for Taylor. Maybe less emissions, Taylor. Maybe. You know,
I think that would be nice.
Could be good.
You know, the world is in pandemonium.
Yes.
And global warming is an issue.
Maybe we land the jet.
Yeah.
Stay home for
maybe
a week.
Maybe not two.
Yeah. Maybe we do one jet instead of two. Okay.
Let's buy commercial.
You took it too far because you know that ain't happening. Honestly, like for her safety, she could never. Are you fucking kidding me? She could never, ever. The plane would like pandemonium. Yeah, no. She's too famous. Like, honestly, like truly too famous to be in the public like that. Okay, let's talk about Emily
Mariko.
Let's talk about Emily Mariko's tote.
The tote that kept going. I honestly was kind of surprised how much I saw about this. I saw so much going around on TikTok because of the Emily Mariko. She's a TikToker who does like these like ASMR food making
very viral. Very, very viral.
And she created these tote bags for like when you're shopping. Mm-hmm, and the tote bags are $150. And people were shredding her to filth for the price point.
It is like just like a plain tote bag. Like it truly is. It's very plain. I think it has a nice little pocket on the inside. A nice little plain.
Pretty looking.
You could definitely get like, obviously, like a, it's not unique.
No, you can get it for like $40.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But the thing is, so when I saw that, it was like made in US, made in California.
Ooh.
I was like, that's why it's
that's
so expensive.
That's why the markup's so high.
Because it's probably cost her $40 to make.
Mm-hmm.
Or like probably $40-$50 to make it. Like it's not going to be. The cost is so much higher when you make things in California, specifically not just in the US, but in California, that it's going to like really wreck you.
I've seen a lot of teetering like Emily's from money before the tote, like a lot of like about her because, you know, people don't love that when you come from money.
Right. But then maybe like that's why. So she's like obviously appealing to people that have money.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to have a market of people that have money. So if you're buying the tote, you have like some money to spend on a tote.
Yeah.
You know, extra, and they sold out. Lord, they sold out.
Oh, what?
They sold out.
So all the press, it's press.
They sold out before that started going on.
So she's reached her demographic that she wants
maybe
to reach.
They sold out before it even became like an issue.
Got it. So the
reason that it became an issue is because they actually did sell out.
The thing is like people of all levels of income fall in love with TikTokers because you're at home making food. It's relatable regardless.
Yeah, it's chill. It's fun.
It's chill. Like anyone can watch that and absorb it and become a fan. But the problem is like, you know, when you make it clear, like, I don't know. I like Emily is the thing. I like Emily.
I think the tote bag
costs too much. I won't be buying one. But like that doesn't make me not like her.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, knowing that it's made in California, like I gave some grace because it's like... The amount 100%. Of money it costs to make something in California with the wages being so high and everything, like, is actually, like, insane.
Yeah.
And so she probably has to mark up a lot to make money on it, but I still think that it's overpriced for what it is.
Yeah. Like, 100%. I would be shaking in the boots to put $150.
Oh, my God. I would be spooked.
Because I know I would get it.
Like, even with, even, know oh, you I know you would get shredded.
Yeah,
but I think
shredded.
Even at that point, like, even being made in California, I think that it should have been no more than like $80.
Yeah.
Like $80 would be like, okay, you know what? Made in California, that actually makes a lot of sense. It's still a high price point, but because it's made here, it makes sense. Whereas $150 is like, oh girl, you tried it.
Mm-hmm.
Like tried it, but they sold out. So clearly whatever she's doing is working for her.
So true.
So, I mean, people bought it. So you're
love
co-signing.
It, like it, you can't get one anyways.
So here we go.
There it is.
I would not be buying one of those.
Yeah, but if she came out with like something that like I would like, other than because I have 50 million tote bags, then I would spend $150 because like I am a fan of her. You know what I mean? Like I love her page. I love her food. And like the way she makes food and puts food together, I can tell there's wealth.
Honey.
Because she...
You know what? Do you follow this one woman who has this really cute, like, little hair? And she, like, makes food, and it's, like, very... Fuck, what is her name? She makes food, and she's like, my kids want a peanut butter and jelly, so I'm going to make the peanuts, peanut butter by scratch, jelly by scratch, bread by scratch. She's the wife of a very famous model.
Oh.
I think it's... What's his name? Levi, maybe? I'm not sure. But she's, like, this, like, a kind of a foodie girl.
Oh, okay.
And she's... Sickening.
I don't know if I've like really ran across that.
Find
but
a video
sounds,
of hers,
yeah.
I'm gonna send it to you.
Send it to me. It sounds interesting. Uh-huh.
And like, cause she actually is very like she shakes me.
Yeah.
How good she is
at
stuff. I'm like, damn. And I don't even like watch food content like that, but like I watch her.
That's so cool. Okay, yeah.
I just can't remember her name. I'm just bad with the names. Like I follow someone, I love their content. I just don't know their name.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the handle is so different than what their name even is, but she's sickening.
Wow, send her to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we did want to recap Daisy's sickle cell drama because we did miss a big piece of it.
We did miss a part of it that you guys actually informed us about the reason of why potentially Daisy came out with the fact that she had sickle cell or like the reason she said that she did, even though she technically didn't. and she came clean about it is because her sister threatened to make a video about it and expose her.
I wonder why. Do you guys never told us why though? I'm like,
they just had,
sister do
a
that?
Cease and desist was involved.
No.
Yes, Daisy sent her sister a cease and desist.
Oh, so her sister was really about to make this video.
No, like it was about to happen. So I think that she was scared that it was going to get exposed. So she just came out forward and said it herself and said, like, coming from the mouth. So the thing is, maybe if there was never a threat from the sister, she would have never like brought that to light.
I don't think she probably would have. I think she probably would have let that one lie, which makes so much more sense because me and you were kind of like, well, maybe she was getting so many comments about it still. Maybe she wanted to address it just to clear it up. Mm-hmm. But now that actually makes more sense. But Way more sense. My question is why, you know, why would the sister take something this far?
Why are they like, why are they enemies now?
This is crazy.
It's giving very enemy.
Oh yeah, I mean that's crazy to like want to sit down and on your own sister and come out with a video. Like we have family drama, but like,
damn, that's like a whole nother level.
Is her sister an influencer?
I think so.
Okay,
I think they do it together. I really don't know a ton about the family dynamic or the family in general, but me and Laura were thinking too. Like if you guys like if we do like rapid fire and you guys let us know stuff, we like it's nice to be able to fill you guys in too of like what. Mm-hmm. Was said like you guys like can give us information and we'll always like kind of bring it back to light, be like, okay guys, this was why, because you guys let us know,
right?
So it's kind of nice, like I feel like it's nice to kind of follow up on some of the topics, whereas like something like this where you guys let us know that was why, or like, okay, let's you know, let you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I thought that was pretty insane.
Very crazy. The story took a dark turn.
And I didn't expect that it was because the sister was going to expose
her. That could have been a documentary.
Honestly, it might be.
The Sickle Cell BBL. Ooh. It's a docu-series.
Is that what it's called?
Sickle Cell BBL. That's a docu-series.
Sickle BBL.
Mm-hmm. It's a docu-series.
Wow.
Yeah, it's deep.
You know, I hope that they can mend things as sisters.
That would be nice.
That would be really nice, you know, as sisterly... A sisterly bond.
A nice little sisterly bond.
A nice sisterly bond. Because you know what it's like to have traumatic moments with your sister, but then also reconcile as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it can happen.
Yeah.
But next topic.
Oh, Beyonce. Beyonce,
releasing a country album soon.
I am skeptical, but I will be tuning in.
I will also be tuning in. Boots.
Because let's be real.
And she announced it like at the Super Bowl, and she was very casual about it. Very like.
By the way,
and you know the entire internet's like on fire. It's so excited, gonna be like, you know, putting on their cowboy hats and boots.
I will be.
Listen, I honestly would be really excited about it. I'm pretty stoked. Like
it's
I
a nice
love modern
up.
Country.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't, but I mean, I
you like the more old school.
Yeah, I like more old school, but I like Beyonce, so I'm like. Well,
I'm more like a Kacey Musgraves kind of.
No, I love Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, I like that's the kind of country like I really, really like.
Yeah.
So that's like that's more so my vibe.
Yeah.
So if it's anything like that, which I won't be, but that's like the more modern sound I like.
I love Beyonce's music, so I figure she's gonna figure this out.
It's gonna be so slight. It's nice. She's from Texas.
Yeah, and it's nice that she's trying to throw some diversity into her music and switch it up a little bit. Because
I think it's so cool.
Like even with my favorite artists, sometimes like I will admit, like their albums sound like the exact same. Like they could have all came from the same album.
And then it's the same.
Yeah, and it's the same, which is like cool and fun and all, but it's like kind of cool that she's trying to branch out and try something new. So I'm
imagine
in
like
it.
A different album for every single like genre.
Oh.
How sick
her
that
rock
could be.
Album.
Yeah, no, literally like a rock one.
Oh, I probably.
We're so sorry. A rock one, a country run.
Folklore.
Folklore.
I don't even know what that means.
Banjo. Oh my God. I don't know.
Acoustic. What other?
A rap one.
Pop. Sure, he does pop.
Yeah, pop.
R&B. I don't know.
I don't know either. But like, there's just like, other, like, what's it called when it's like. The not a groovy like that time disco
a
disco one I would live so it's like that'd be kind of sickening if she did like different albums for different genres of music.
Well it's like Beyonce can do anything.
She can literally do anything and I would be elated.
Yes. How about, let's talk about the Grammys with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh my God, with Jay-Z.
I have a conspiracy. So you know how Jay-Z went up on stage and he's like, she's slighted. Like, she deserved
it. Yes, that she deserved the Grammy.
She deserved a 33rd Grammy.
Right.
I want to lay a couple facts on the table about that. But first, do you think that he did that because she wanted to announce her album like Taylor did, but she didn't get to because she didn't win the Grammy?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. So she just did it at Super Bowl, like, kind of softly, like, Yeah.
I think this whole thing is really, really planned so far in advance. I don't think that she would have announced it then and there at the Grammys. I think that she would have done it at the Super Bowl because of the amount of eyes in comparison to the Grammys. Oh my God. Like, come on. The Super Bowl has like, what, 120 million eyes on it in comparison to the Grammys?
When did she announce it at the Super Bowl?
It was like, I think one of the commercials that came out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. It was one of the commercials.
So, that.
You're so right. That was filmed way ahead of time.
So, I just don't think that she would have even done it in the first place.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, Jay-Z, that had nothing to do with it.
I think that he literally just like, I can't believe that she didn't get this award.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, it was so funny because I was seeing how people were comparing it to like the Kanye situation, but like a more. With tact.
It didn't need to happen.
Kanye, it didn't need to happen at all.
Jay-Z didn't need to say that and neither did Kanye.
Regardless, like it doesn't need to be said.
Beyonce has more Grammys than any human on planet Earth. That's a fact. She also is 32 Grammys. So to go up on stage and say that, it's like, wow.
It just seems very like, out of touch in a weird way. Like, it feels so like,
it's like, girl, fuck all the other artists.
No, literally.
Do you know Katy Perry's never won a Grammy?
Not one?
No. There's several artists. Miley just won her first one. There's several artists out there who don't even have one.
Right.
And they're amazing artists with top charting hits. Mm-hmm. And they don't even have one. And Jay-Z's mad.
And she didn't get Album of the Year.
Okay.
I think we got to read the room. I think we got to read the room. Regardless, like it should have been SZA, but that's a topic for another time.
Well,
I think that's just should have won.
Seriously.
But I just feel like that's just like one of those things where it's like, it doesn't really need to like happen because people that are fans of Beyonce already know that she should have won. Like that's like already going to be a thing. But I don't know. I think it is a little weird when someone is the most decorated Grammy artist of all time to be like, I can't believe she didn't get this one.
It's crazy to me.
I'm like, huh?
That's crazy to me. I would feel horrible if my husband said something like that about me.
Do you think
Beyonce.
That she was shook or she was kind of like, yeah, that's right, baby.
Shook.
You better fucking
I don't think she was shook. I think she was shook when Kanye did it because the look on her face.
Trauma.
She had no idea he was going to do this. And when she did win, she told Taylor to get on stage and do her speech because Kanye, like she made up for it. Mm-hmm. Like Beyonce did the tactful thing and made up for it because she didn't know that was going to happen.
Do you remember when even Adele, she was like, I think Beyonce should have won that. Adele won. Yeah. And she's like, I think Beyonce should have won. So it is funny, like how a lot of people are like, Beyonce should win instead. And it's like, I love that people are so passionate about it.
Well, then Adele, give your award to her.
Give it to her.
If that's what you really think, then give it. Why are you on stage with it? Call Beyonce up.
Have her win.
If you don't think you should have won, then maybe you shouldn't have won.
She's like, I won the Grammy.
Because it's kind of like, if you won something, to say something like that, it's kind of like, well, should you have won it? Because you don't you don't even want it.
Like, do you need it?
You don't even think you deserve it. Then give it to Beyonce if you have to say that, you know?
Yeah. I did think that's a little, the whole idea of like going up and being like, I don't deserve this. They should get it instead. Or, oh, this person should not have got it. They should have gotten it instead. It's very like.
Crazy to me. It's crazy
it's
to me.
It's kind of cringe. I don't know. I feel cringe watching.
Yeah.
I guess like, I get like.
Like, even if Beyonce had two to go on stage and be like, she should have won, it's still. Crazy to me. It's still wild to do something like that. But the fact that she has more Grammys than anyone ever, it kind of takes it to another level.
Right. It's kind of like.
But I'm glad because, you know, I love Beyonce. Don't ever get me wrong. I love her. But like, I love a lot of artists and they can do things that aren't right. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I'm not like someone who's just like blindsided, you know?
Of course.
But I think Beyonce's great. I think she deserves her 32 Grammys. I think 100%. She's so powerful in this industry. But I don't know. I just have to disagree with going on stage and saying stuff like that again and again and again. We get it.
Like 100%. And then the thing is, like, that's why she is the most, like, she's the most awarded. Like,
yeah, she's
and it's
great.
So, you know what's really funny? I saw, like, yesterday that the Grammys shared her, the commercial. They're like, oh, my God, we're so excited for it. And then all the comments are like, girl, please, y'all tried it. Like, because they didn't give her Album of the Year. So all the comments are shredding them. And it's like, but she still has like 32.
I know. The Grammy, they're like, y'all are a piece of trash Grammys. You only gave her more Grammys than any artist you've ever given
How
anyone.
Dare you,
How dare
flops.
You? How dare you?
No, literally, I'm kind of like, she has a lot of Grammys though.
But maybe next year they'll give all the Grammys to Beyonce and that way no one can be mad.
No one can say shit.
No one can say shit.
Oh, you're going to be good. You're going to be fine.
She'll get them all.
She'll get the Grammy for the country one.
The best album.
I bet all the country artists are like, God damn it. Imagine, like, she's in the country category.
Country Music Awards.
All the fucking country were like.
Honestly, that would be funny.
That would be hilarious. And I hope that happens. That'd be really funny.
Yeah, honestly.
All the country artists like.
Well,
God damn you, Beyonce, getting into this category.
Didn't Taylor Swift rack up in that category too?
Yes,
like in the CMT. Taylor started out as a country music singer, mm-hmm. which is crazy, by
the
way.
I know.
Cut back to that. That's crazy.
Slam screen door.
That's wild.
Yeah, I live.
But anyways, that is it for this episode of Full Coverage in our rapid fire. Don't forget to dish down below what you think about all these topics.
Yeah, what's your guys' opinions? We want to know.
Feel free to fill in any information we may miss. Yeah, I think we covered everything this round.
I think so too. I think we've covered everything, but mm-hmm. I do love to see if we've missed something. You guys let us know, and then we can always recap later.
Yeah. We'll see you guys in our next episode. Bye,
bye guys. We love you. Mm. Thank you so much to Ritual for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, there is a lot of daily skincare products on the market right now claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, but how do you know your products are actually working? Ritual's here for your skincare routine. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare.
Baby, we are in the land of anti-aging.
Yes, we are.
So you guys can start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/full. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/full for 20% off. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.